Last week, a team of scientists and filmmakers from Japan's National Museum and the Discovery Channel released the first ever video footage of a giant squid. The video captures the squid swimming at a depth of 2,100 feet in waters far off the coast of Japan. The video instantly went viral and was heralded as a breakthrough for science and mythology. Stories of giant slithering beasts lurking in the deep have been terrifying sailors for centuries, perhaps even inspired by an early sighting of a giant squid. The legendary elusiveness of these monsters may explain why every development or discovery in giant squid science makes big news. Wendy Williams is author of Kraken, the curious, exciting, and slightly disturbing science of squid. We spoke with her when the book first came out about what inspired her particularly enthusiastic pursuit of squid.
Well, first of all, you have to understand I come from the Midwest, so the whole thing about the ocean is a big surprise to me. And I found the concept of a very large animal in there, the Kraken, to be a little disturbing, hence the title. Mm-hmm. You know, what are these large, unpredictable things doing in the ocean? But I was also a science writer fellow, and I found it absolutely fascinating that pretty much the same neuron that your brain and my brain uses in order to function is the same neuron of the squid. And yet, we separated from them evolutionarily well over 700 million years ago.
The book itself is divided into three sections. The first is kind of diving off into the squid tale. I just love this story, this 19th century sighting of a giant squid off of Newfoundland. Tell us that story.
Well, it's a horrific tale, isn't it? It's a lot of fun to read as long as you're not in the boat with the guys. In the late part of the 19th century, this fisherman and his assistant went out in a little skiff over Conception Bay. And they were out looking for herring, and over across the water, they saw this big thing lying on the surface of the water, and they thought, oh, look, a sail. We can take that home and use it. So they went over to get it, and it turned out to have two huge dinner plate eyes, which looked at them, and then these two massive tentacles shot out at them like arrows, and they grasped the boat. And the fellows were in a lot of trouble. Luckily, they happened to have a tomahawk on board, because everyone in a skiff has a tomahawk, and they chopped the tentacles off the animal, and the animal ran away. Well, sped away. I guess they don't actually run in the water. And the fellas brought back the tentacles themselves and handed them over to the local minister, whose name was Moses Harvey. He was an amateur naturalist. So he actually recorded these tentacles. He wrapped them in all kinds of exciting poses and sent the illustration and a scientific report off to a London natural history journal. And at that point, the whole controversy over whether these animals were mythological or actually real ended, and there was actual proof.
Well, I thought that was so interesting, that sort of idea that, oh, you must be making this story up. It's too fantastic to be conceived. But that's one of the things we learn, Wendy, in your book. Squid are very difficult to truly study. Why? Why are they so difficult to keep in captivity?
Well, the interesting thing about squid, there's a big difference between octopus and squid. Octopuses are called the intellectuals of the cephalopod world. You know, they're likely to sit under an octopus garden and contemplate their navel for a long period of time. They don't actually have a navel, but metaphorically. Squid, on the other hand, are sometimes called the wolves of the ocean, and they run around in packs and attack things. They're very reactive. And what that means for science is that if you capture squid, you can't really keep them in captivity for very long.
Are squid intelligent? I mean, as the wolves?
You know, there's an awful lot of people who think they are. I was very, very surprised. I thought I'd get a lot of skepticism. But instead, of all the scientists that I talked to while I worked on this book, only one was skeptical about the intelligence of these animals. My favorite comment was from Smithsonian's Clyde Roper, who's a fabled giant squid hunter, and he said, when you look into their eyes, you know there's something there.
Okay, Wendy, well, we do know that there is a great deal of understanding about the human brain that is actually coming from the study of squid. Tell us why. Why is that an important correlation?
Well, it turns out that a very small kind of squid that we have here in the waters off Cape Cod, a market squid that'll actually fit in your hand, has what has become known as a giant axon. There's a giant squid that has a regular axon, but there's a small squid that has a giant axon. And this giant axon, when it was discovered, is large enough that you can actually see it with your eye. Sometimes it's as large as a pencil lead, but sometimes it's not quite that large. But it's you can see it, you can handle it, and that meant that science could work with it long before all of the modern technology was developed. So that's how we first learned how the neurons in our own brains functioned, by studying these large axons of the small squid.
Well, one notorious squid that really does capture the human imagination is this giant squid, rarely seen in the wild, never captured alive. Now, where are we with that whole giant squid mystery?
Oh, we're learning a little bit more, but to tell you the truth, we really know nothing about this animal. That's what people love about it. People are intrigued that an animal that large can live in the ocean and still be so mysterious. When I started to think about writing this book, I thought, I'll check it out and see whether people are interested. So I went around to all the local bookstores on the Cape and I asked people about it. Would you be interested in a book about squid and a book about giant squid? And people said, oh, yes, I really would be. And I said, why? And they said, because they love the idea that there's still mystery on this earth. There's still parts of this earth that we really don't understand, and that we're foreigners when we go down there and try to learn about them.
Wendy Williams is author of Kraken, the curious, exciting, and slightly disturbing science of squid. You'll find more on her book and see that video of the giant squid captured off the coast of Japan. It's on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. We've also posted a link to more on the Discovery Channel special about chasing and filming the Kraken in its natural habitat. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.